Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Randomly with Deanne Marie. Okay, so exciting because this is finally episode 2 of this podcast. So you're all probably wondering, like, WTF, Deanne, what happened? Well, life happens. We get busy. We have things that go on. And launching the podcast at the time I tried to launch it wasn't exactly the perfect time for me to try to do so. There's a lot going on with my plate with work, and there still is. And I tried to keep my personal brand, which includes this podcast, my Instagram, and my Twitter, separate from my professional brand. But sometimes you have to put aside your personal branding in order to be successful at work. A lot of people can handle both, and a lot of people have things that overlap. Unfortunately, I don't have that lovely advantage. So hopefully in the future, we'll be able to produce more great episodes, get some guests on, and do what my intention is in the first place, was to be random. Today, it's just me. I am in beautiful Columbia, Maryland, in my hotel room and recording this. And I just got a couple things I wanted to chatty chat about and share my thoughts and my feelings with you all, because we are random. And remember to let me know how you feel by either going on to the podcast page and entering in comments, or you can email me at randomlydeanne@gmail.com. Did you know that Randomly Deanne Marie is also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts? So you're not just limited to one podcast platform. You can now listen to my lovely voice wherever you enjoy your podcasts. So this week we are going to talk about a couple of different things. Of course, we're going to talk about WWE, and we're going to get into SummerSlam and also recap NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4, which was on last night. We're going to talk about a couple of TV shows that I enjoy, and hopefully you enjoy them too, and give you a little bit of, hey, maybe you should watch this and get in with the good mojo. And we're also going to talk about a little bit of your savviness as it comes to business people. We're going to talk about accountability, entitlement, and the greater good. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Randomly with Deanne Marie, and we are going to get started with Between the Ropes. What's going on this week between the ropes in the WWE? Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. This week led into this weekend, of course, which is SummerSlam weekend. SummerSlam originates from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, where it has for the past 4 years. Looks like the WWE is going to make Brooklyn home. They have not decided if they're going to take SummerSlam to California now that the whole Brooklyn vibe is now set in stone for the past 4 years. This past Saturday, which was yesterday, we got to experience NXT TakeOver Brooklyn number 4. And there was a lot of great heart-pounding matches that were on the card. For those of you who are not familiar with the NXT brand, you really need to take some time and to watch it. All the episodes are on the WWE Network. I also think they're on Hulu as well, and you can also catch clips on the WWE YouTube channel. Last night, definitely made no exception for the NXT Brooklyn's from past, with exceptional matches from everyone on the card. Just a breakdown of what had happened was at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, we saw the Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain for the Tag Team Championships, which the Undisputed Era were the champions, and they retained their titles. We also saw the Velveteen Dream versus EC3 in a match, those guys are phenomenal in their own way. Velveteen Dream picked up the win. Hopefully we'll see more of those two fighting each other. Maybe they'll become the next Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, where they're fighting forever with their egos. EC3 did sustain injury to his eye, and the dirt sheets or the internet wrestling community are also reporting that he may have a concussion, so he might be out for a little bit. But knowing EC3 and his ego, he'll be back as soon as possible. Also on last night's card, which I thought was one of the most exciting matches from last night, you saw Adam Cole, baby, the North American champion, defend his title against Ricochet, with Ricochet winning the North American championship and obtaining his first title under the NXT WWE umbrella. There were so many great spots in that match. If you did not get to see it last night, definitely worth watching, if anything, just for that match only. It was phenomenal. We also got to see the NXT Women's Championship defended, where Shayna Baszler defended her NXT Women's Championship against Kairi Sane. It was billed as a rematch from the finals of the Mae Young Classic. Kairi, of course, was the Mae Young Classic inaugural winner. Then we also had Shayna, who had beat Kairi in matches after that. So this was considered a rubber match, where Kairi actually came off as the winner in this match and is now the NXT Women's Champion. The internet is 50-50 on this one. In my opinion, I just thought it was a good match. It wasn't a Sasha Bailey match or a Charlotte match. You know, it wasn't up there. But those two are definitely workers. With Shayna's definitely mean girl, dark side, I'm going to beat you character, it's definitely prolific. And once they decide to put the four horsewomen together, I think that's going to be baller. Then you have Kairi, the pirate princess. She is phenomenal with that flying elbow. I mean, it is one of the best flying elbows in wrestling. So definitely peek at that match. I think the ending was a shocker to all of us, because we all were like, what the hell happened? And it was great. So definitely check it out. The headliner on the card was Tommaso Ciampa defeated Johnny Gargano in a last man standing match for the NXT championship. This originally was supposed to be a triple threat match for the title, with Aleister Black getting his rematch. However, that did not happen, since Aleister Black was quote unquote attacked. Of course, those of us who are key to the industry know that Aleister Black had the industry prior to this alleged attack. But I do appreciate NXT taking a page out of circa 2000s WWE, doing a whodunit. And I'm really interested to see what spin they put on it. But back to the match. Of course, Tommaso Ciampa beat Johnny Gargano. I saw that win coming from a mile away. But even at the end, you're like, is Johnny going to really pull this one out? But it did not happen. Tommaso got the best of him. And it looks like they're saying that Johnny dislocated his knee. So we'll see where that takes those two in their feud, or it might take them and bring them together again against Aleister Black, with Johnny becoming a little bit of a heel and going to the dark side. So that was TakeOver Brooklyn 4. Again, it was great. I mean, matches from previous TakeOvers, of course, were higher in my opinion. What I would really have loved to seen is a Bianca Belair get her shine in Brooklyn. But if she does not get hauled up to the main roster after WrestleMania this upcoming year, then you should expect in my opinion, Bianca Belair headlining the women's title match at Brooklyn next year. Also, there are a couple other guys on the roster. You have War Machine, and then, you know, a variety. Also, they'll be in the title pictures all throughout NXT. I foresee Ricochet moving from the North American title picture within the next 3 to 4 months and possibly being crowned the NXT champion prior or during WrestleMania weekend. He seems to have a lot of push behind him, a lot of shine behind him. And if he does not become the NXT champion, he will more than likely be called up to the main roster at this upcoming year's Raw after WrestleMania or SmackDown after WrestleMania. So that's my take on TakeOver Brooklyn 4. Tonight, we have SummerSlam. Also, emanating from Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. There's a lot of great matches on the card. Can't break them all down. There's a lot of matches that I'm like, do they really need to be on the main card? One of those matches is the Finn Balor Constable Corbin match. As much as I love Finn Balor and as much as I dig badass Baron Corbin, I feel that that spot should have gone to the cruiserweight weights. But of course, you're not going to put 2 or 1.5 of your top stars on the kickoff show. There's also the Rusev and Lana versus Zelina Vega and Andrade CM Almas match. That easily could have gone on the main card in place of another match. But in that case, what other match do you replace? It could also have replaced a Corbin Finn Balor match. But again, it's always about of do you replace the 1.5 star match, 1.5 person match that that Finn Balor Corbin match is going to bring. No digs on Corbin because he has vastly improved since becoming the Constable. He's gotten noticed. I mean, no one's really bringing up the whole Money in the Bank fluke that he had before, but I think someone else could have had that time. Another big match on the card is going to be that Daniel Bryan versus The Miz match. That has me a little bit hyped. I just want to see how that all plays out. I'm not going to be surprised if Miz comes off with the win here, because as much as we all love Daniel Bryan and his comeback story, The Miz deserves this win at SummerSlam. I mean, he is kicking ass and taking names. And if you have not seen Miz and Mrs. on USA, you should definitely tune in and catch those episodes because it's hilarious and endearing. Now, let's talk about some women's championship matches. We have Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss. The marks on the internet were going off last night because it was announced that Alexa would be facing Trish Stratus at WWE Evolution. Well, nowhere in that announcement did it say that Alexa Bliss would be defending the Raw Women's Championship against Trish Stratus at WWE Evolution. That makes me think that Alexa is going to drop the title to Ronda tonight. Is that a good idea? Could be. But who does Ronda face after beating Alexa? Ronda can't be put in a position where she's unbeatable, because that's not realistic here. I mean, she is the baddest woman on the planet, but in WWE terms, no, I don't think that goes over here. This goes over well, especially when you had Asuka with her undefeated reign. So I feel that, does Ronda win tonight? Yes, absolutely. Does she get beat before Evolution? No. Does she get beat at Evolution? No. Does she get beat at Survivor Series? Yes. That's where I see Ronda dropping the title at Survivor Series, unless they put her in a 5-on-5 match. Then Ronda is not going to lose the Women's Championship until Royal Rumble. Now, let's talk about Naya not being involved in anything in the past couple weeks. If you saw on social, of course, she was out there helping to promote being with the boys and girls, be a star, all that stuff. Where does that leave Naya in the title picture, or is Naya completely out of the title picture at this time? Also, if Rhonda wins, does Natty become heel again and decide to attack Rhonda? Of course, Natty personally had a great loss this week, losing her father. Of course, we send condolences to the Naya Hart family and the Hart family. But does that make Natty go back into bad kitty mode and decide to chase Rhonda for the title where they had that battling friendship? Speaking of battling friendships, I think we're all confused of what happened to the Bailey-Sasha breakup and why did that match not make SummerSlam? Because we all felt it would have been perfect to have them back at Barclays beating each other up. It would have been exceptional, but that's just me being biased. Now let's talk about the other women's match. We have Charlotte and Becky and the Staten Island Princess Carmella in a triple threat for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I absolutely feel that it's Becky's night to win this title back. Charlotte does not need a championship to make her glitter and glow. I think it needs to be a back and forth battle where Becky gets the title and Carmella is chasing her to get it back. If Carmella retains, it's okay. But I think it needs to be Becky walking away with the Women's Championship tonight. Going back to the men, we have Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Let's talk about not even these two guys. Let's talk about how jacked Dean Ambrose is. I tweeted that that man looks like a Tasmanian devil when he came stomping in on Monday Night Raw. My lord, I was not expecting that jacked of a Dean Ambrose. But he looks damn good. Renee Young is a lucky woman, let me tell you that. I don't know how this match is going to go. I think Dolph should retain the Intercontinental Championship just for the sake of this title prestige. I don't feel that Seth Rollins needs the Intercontinental title. I think he needs to be in the Universal Championship picture. It's just weird seeing him with the Intercontinental Championship after his cash-in at WrestleMania a couple years ago. So, that's where I feel about that. Of course, the guys in the corner are just going to be beating each other up. Drew McIntyre and Dean Ambrose, they're just going to be going crazy. Someone's going to cost somebody the match. I guarantee that. So, yeah, we'll see how that all plays out. Let's talk about these World Championship matches. Oh, my goodness. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. My money's on Samoa Joe tonight because this man is ready. He is ready for this championship. He has been wanting it. He has been craving it. He is going to take that WWE championship tonight. There are going to be a lot of haters. And me, I love me some AJ Styles. But Samoa Joe, he deserves a title tonight. If you haven't catched that WWE Chronicle, it's on the network, it's also on the YouTube channel with Samoa Joe. 45 minutes of Joe. It's intense and is worth the watch. You should definitely check it out. But I feel Samoa Joe is definitely taking the title home tonight. WWE Championship. Now, the Universal title match. We all know how this goes. We have Roman, we have Brock. We have Roman, we have Brock. We have Roman, we have Brock. Most of us are pretty much over it. A majority of us are over Brock not being there and defending the title. So let's fix that. Let's put the title on Roman. And even if it's just 4 or 5 minutes where he gets cashed in on, I'm okay with that. But we need to get this title off Brock Lesnar. I don't think it's realistic for anyone to cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase on Brock. Is it easier and storyline prolific if they cash in on Roman? Then they have more story to go with now through Royal Rumble, as well as Survivor Series first, and then Royal Rumble. I know these things. I'm a wrestling fan, I swear. So, tonight I hope that Roman wins the title. That's what the story has been telling me. And as it pertains to the cash-in, I don't think it's going to be Braun Strowman. I really think that Braun's going to lose the briefcase to Kevin. Don't feel that Braun needed the briefcase in the first place. I was there at Money in the Bank in Chicago, and I was disappointed when Braun won. I enjoyed the fact that he, you know, had a great match, and all those men had great matches that night. But Braun didn't need that suit briefcase, and we all know that. KO should take the briefcase tonight. KO should cash in. And KO should make all of our lives miserable for the next couple months on TV. And it's going to be great TV. With Braun wanting to get revenge on KO. And then maybe even Braun beats KO for the Universal Championship as that revenge to get back for him taking the Money in the Bank briefcase. So there's a lot going on this weekend in the world of wrestling. Monday Night Raw and SmackDown will both be from Barclays in Brooklyn. That's how they booked those lovely 4-day weekends. Kind of cool. And we'll see what develops from there. So that is between the ropes, between the turnbuckles. What should we call this segment? You let me know. I just give it a random name when I start recording. If you have a suggestion for my wrestling card to show, let me know. All right, now we are going to talk about non-wrestling TV. You're probably like, yay, she has talked about wrestling for a long time. Now I'm going to talk about Big Brother. We are more than halfway through the season. We have two people in the jury house. A lot is going on. Tonight they're going to crown a new HOH. Spoiler. So if you don't like spoilers, just go ahead and mute this part of the podcast right now. Fessy is going to win the HOH competition tonight. And his nominations, which I won't tell you, are questionable in my opinion. So we have had a great summer of Big Brother. It has gone back to his roots. It has been intense. There's none of that. Ugh, I hate all these people. You're actually invested in all of them. And when you're still wondering who's going to walk away with all the money. Again, personally, I think that they should put Tyler on the block a long time ago and try to get him out. But, you know, it is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. We'll see how the summer plays out. And a lot of things have come out this summer. And Swaley being one of the most interesting things of it all. And I hope that it lasts because they're so adorable. I would love to see Caitlyn back for another season. Because she's a mess. And she's cray-cray. And then Rachel's walk out from the house when she got evicted. That was like epic. Julie Chen did an interview with Entertainment Weekly talking about how she came. So That's interesting. You should really tune in and watch that, or go and watch, read that online. Other stuff I'm watching this summer is The Sinner season 2. Is not a continuance of season 1, but if you have not seen season 1, I recommend binge watching that. It is so good. There are uncomfortable moments within it, but overall, it's a really good show. It's really, really good. Jessica Biel did really great, not only starring, but executive producing the show. Also, I recommend checking out Ms. and Mrs. It is on USA Tuesday nights after SmackDown Live. I think there's only about 2 or 4 episodes left. I forgot if they ordered 8 episodes for the first season, but they've already been renewed for the second season. And it's not anything like Total Divas or Total Bellas or anything like that. It's more lighter, and it's a 30-minute show. So definitely enjoy it. Tune in. I think you will enjoy it. Claws just finished up their second season, and it was exceptional. You can catch that on TNT On Demand, and I believe you can also catch it on Hulu. But the cast is phenomenal. And if you haven't seen season 1, go back and watch season 1 and season 2. It's so good. You always hear that shows end up with that sophomore slump where their season 2 is not as good as their season 1. Claws is not a case of that. A show I do recommend that did kind of have that sophomore slump was Unreal. Unreal released their final season on Hulu, as well as the rest of the previous seasons are also on Hulu. So there's a total of 4 seasons. Season 4 was crazy. Crazy pants. I binge watched it in a couple of days. I recommend that you go and watch it. It's definitely darker than all the previous seasons combined, but definitely catch Unreal's final season on Hulu. And that is pretty much what I'm watching. Of course, I'm watching Live PD on Friday and Saturday nights. If you want some drama of people being drunk, it's good times, great memories. On the rest of the week, I'm just catching whatever else is on TV. So, if you have any recommendations for shows for me to watch on regular cable TV, on Hulu, Netflix, or any other streaming platform, let me know, and I will be happy to catch an episode and check it out. Now we're going to get into the section of the podcast where I talk about personal development, professional development, and just being the best you that you can be. This week, I'm going to talk about accountability, entitlement, and the greater good. So, think about, what does accountability mean to you? Accountability to me means being accountable for my personal actions, but also being accountable for my professional actions as well. That means if I'm doing something for work and the job is expected to be done in a timely manner, then that's something I'm accountable for. And if I'm not communicating that timeline clearly, then I should also be accountable for not meeting that timeline. There is also a sense of accountability of when messages are communicated to you, making sure you read all those messages, especially emails where you're giving information about a project, and looking at the details and not just skimming them. Because sometimes skimming the details does not give you the full picture of what you're getting into. I know this from previously when I traveled full-time on the road. I would go to a site and go to a project. And if I did not read the details of the project, I was at a disadvantage and did not know what's going on. But also, if I was not given the full details of a project, the person who was managing me or managing that project was not being accountable for their work as well. Now, when it comes to accountability, linked to that is also entitlement. And you're probably wondering, how do you link accountability to entitlement? Well, you get to a point at some time, some people do, not me personally, recently, that you feel that someone owes you something related to your job or to your role or to your position or to your life. You should never feel entitled when you are doing work. If you feel entitled when you're doing work, you're putting yourself at a disservice and also the people you're working with at a disservice. There is a great sense of responsibility, especially when you are the person that the customer is looking to in order to get the job done. But if your focus is on, I need to make sure I have the best of everything, and you are upset when you don't get those items, that entitlement can impact your project, and it also impacts what I call as the greater good. Your sense of entitlement can impact the greater good and how you're able to relay what you do to your coworkers and also to your family as well as yourself. If you are entitled and you are putting yourself in the position that you're always entitled, and when you don't get something that you want, you're not helping the greater good of yourself. It can be emotionally and physically draining on you. When it comes to work, if you're expecting something to go your way because you are used to it or you're used to someone setting it up for you, yeah, there's a sense of entitlement there, but the greater good of you should take that experience and use it to help other people learn and grow. Now, I'm not saying that this is always the best case. However, if you take accountability for your actions and lead by example, then that will trickle down to other people and they'll take pride in their work too. Let's take, for example, a project for work. You expect the person that's managing the project to provide you with information for the project. They should be accountable for that project information and delivering to you in a timely basis. However, when you don't get that project information on a timely basis, what do you do? Do you sit and be entitled and say, well, since they did not give me the project information, then I am not responsible for what happens? Or are you accountable and looking towards the greater good? I'm going to reach out to that project person, project manager, and try to get the project information I need to be successful in my project. So think about how accountability impacts you personally and professionally. Think about, are you entitled? What are things that you're entitled about? Are those things that you're entitled about valid? Or are there things that you can look at, reflect, and see if you can shift your way of thinking about? How can you pivot your entitlements and accountability to help the greater good? Share your thoughts with me at my email, randomlydeanne@gmail.com. Then I can share your great feedback on air. If you have another topic for the segment, also email us that as well. And I'll be happy to share my thoughts and feelings on whatever you feel that will help make your life a little bit more randomly fantastic. So that's all we have this week. I don't know how much more randomly I can be, but hopefully next time we'll have a guest. And if not, I will have another random tangent and tell you how randomly I am. If you have questions for me, just tweet me at DazzlingRoxy. Or remember, email me at randomlydeanne@gmail.com. You can listen to this podcast on major platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Randomly with Deanne Marie, episode number 2. And I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you.